这位叫恶少的博主啊。
This is the blogger named Evil Boy.
你说了一堆逻辑原则。
You said a bunch of logical principles.
我用你自己在视频里讲的逻辑。
I'm using the logic you explained in the video.
教教你什么叫逻辑。
Teach you what is logic.
逻辑。
Logic?
不是为了证明自己永远正确。逻辑。
Not to prove that I'm always right.
首先是为了防止自己犯错。
First, to prevent myself from making mistakes.
可是你呢，一讲逻辑。
Who are you?
最后都变成一件事情。
All become one thing.
凡是支持我的。
Anyone who supports me.
就是逻辑。
It's all about logic.
凡是不支持我的。
Anyone who doesn't support me.
就是带节奏。
Just keep the rhythm.
你这叫做讲逻辑啊。
That's called logic.
你这叫讲立场。
You're taking a stand.
比如你说啊，先问是不是，再问为什么。我完全赞同。
For example, if you say first, ask if it's okay, then ask why, I completely agree.
但问题来了。
But the problem is,
我之前的视频讲的是什么？
What was the topic of my previous video?
我讨论的是
I am discussing about,
如果把中国历史放进世界历史的框架里
If we put Chinese history into the framework of world history,
中国究竟处于什么位置？
Where is China located?
这是一个比较问题。
This is a comparison question.
结果你根本不讨论。
The result is that you are completely unwilling to discuss.
比较，直接开始证明中国历史很伟大。
Let's start with a direct proof that Chinese history is great.
这就好像有人在讨论，刘翔在世界短跑历史上排第几。
It's like someone is discussing Liu Zhang's ranking in the world's short track history.
结果你站出来说。
So you stand up and speak out.
刘翔跑得很快。
Liu Zhang ran fast.
刘翔家里以前很穷的，营养不良。
Liu Zhang's family was very poor and malnourished before.
现在能跑这么快就已经很了不起了。
It's already pretty impressive that it can run this fast.
当然很快。
Sure, it's fast.
啊，谁说他不快了？
Who says he's not fast anymore?
啊，但你证明刘翔跑得快，不等于证明刘翔就是世界第一。
But proving that Liu Zhang runs fast doesn't prove that Liu Zhang is the best in the world.
你回答的根本不是同一个问题。
You are not answering the same question.
真正的逻辑首先应该准确理解对方在说什么。
The true logic should first accurately understand what the other person is saying.
而不是把对方的话改成另一个版本再去批判。
Instead of changing the other person's words and then criticizing them.
你这叫偷换命题。
This is a false accusation.
你说拒绝以小见大。
You said that you refuse to see things in a big picture.
哎呦、
oh,
我这句话听起来很有道理。
This sounds like a good idea.
对、
oh,
但是啊，稍微有点逻辑推理能力的人。
But for those with a little bit of logical reasoning ability.
你都忽悠不到。历史学研究什么呢？
You can't even convince people of the research of historical studies.
社会学研究什么呢？
What does sociology study?
经济学研究什么呢？
What does economics study?
很多时候恰恰就是通过一个小切口去观察整个社会，一个村庄的变化。
Often, it is through a small opening to observe the changes of an entire village in a society.
一个家庭的命运。
The fate of a family.
一个企业的兴衰。
The rise and fall of a company.
这些都可能反映时代。问题。
These may reflect the problems of the times.
从来不是能不能以小见大。
It's not about whether you can see the big picture.
而是这个小样本有没有代表性。
Does this small sample have representativeness?
如果完全拒绝以小见大。
If you completely refuse to see the big picture,
那很多社会问题都无法讨论。
Many social issues cannot be discussed.
因为任何问题最早开始出现的时候都只是个案。
Because any problem only appears as a case when it first occurs.
真正的逻辑不是拒绝观察细节。
True logic is not to reject details.
而是谨慎地从细节里推导整体。
Instead, carefully derive the overall from details.
你还有一句最有意思的。
You have another one that is interesting.
你说啊，有结果就看结果。
You say, if there's a result, then look at the result.
教育好不好看结果，科研强不强看。
Whether education is good or not, whether research is strong or not.
看结果。
Based on the results,
制度优不优看结果。
Whether a system is good or not depends on the results.
听上去很有道理。
I think you're right.
可是如果结果能证明一切。
But if the results can prove everything,
但历史上很多事情都解释不通。
Many historical events cannot be explained.
比如说啊，一个学生考上清华。
For example, a student who gets into Tsinghua University.
不代表他的教育经历就是。
This does not represent his educational background.
是毫无问题的。
It's no problem.
一个企业赚到钱。
A company makes money.
也不代表他管理。
This doesn't mean he is in charge.
没有漏洞。
No flaws.
一个国家变得很强大
A country becomes very powerful.
也不代表所有批评都自动失效啊。
This doesn't mean that all criticisms are automatically invalid.
结果很重要
The result is important.
但结果从来不是唯一的标准
But the results were never the only standard.
否则历史研究制度研究
Otherwise, historical research system,
研究
research,
社会研究全部都会失去意义。
All social research will lose its meaning.
因为大家只需要看输赢就好了。
Because everyone only cares about the outcome.
更有意思的是
More interestingly,
你说啊，不要被别人定义。
Say what you want, don't let others define you.
不要被别人绑架。
Don't be kidnapped.
这句话我也赞同。
I also agree with this statement.
但为什么有些人一边反对别人定义自己
But why do some people oppose others defining themselves?
一边又急着定义
While also rushing to define
什么叫文明
What is civilization?
什么叫进步
What is progress?
什么叫正确呢
What is correct?
什么算文明谁规定的
What is considered civilized? Who defines it?
什么算进步
What constitutes progress?
谁规定的
Who made it?
什么算成功
What is success?
谁规定的
Who made it?
如果这些标准都只能由一个人来制定
If these standards can only be set by one person,
那这不是逻辑。
This is not logic.
这是裁判。
This is the referee.
亲自下场踢球。
Play football.
我一直认为真正的逻辑不是替某个结论服务，真正的逻辑是。
The straight line believes that true logic is not to serve a conclusion, but to serve itself.
首先允许不同的结论存在。
First, allow for different conclusions to exist.
你可以不同意我的观点。
You can disagree with my point of view.
我也可能不同意你的观点。
I may also disagree with your point of view.
但只要大家讨论的是同一个问题。
But as long as everyone is discussing the same issue,
遵守同一套规则
follow the same rules,
那就是正常讨论。
That's a normal discussion.
最怕的是一边高喊逻辑。
The most frightening thing is to shout about logic while
一边偷偷修改题目
secretly modifying the question.
一边说要独立思考
while saying that they want to think independently.
一边规定什么答案才算正确
define what answers are considered correct.
这样的逻辑最终服务的不是思考。
The logic ultimately serves not thinking.
还有啊，你的那些水军一边呼啦啦的几百人给你投流。
And what about your water army, the hundreds of people who are cheering you on?
一边投诉我。
Complain about me.
让我限流。
Let me limit.
不让我这边投流。
Don't let me vote.
你一边吹牛逼。
You're just bragging.
说自己一百万粉丝
saying that you have 1 million fans.
我只有一万粉丝
I only have 10,000 fans.
但是你怕到评论区有对你不利的任何一条评论都秒删
But you're afraid that any negative comment in the comment section will be deleted instantly.
你这种双标的行为
Your hypocritical behavior.
我都只能理解为你所签约的机构给你有 KPI 压力。
All I can understand is that the agency you're working with puts pressure on you to achieve KPIs.
是不是？你这最终服务的就不是思考。
Is it that your final service is not thinking?
是立场。
Position.
你最大的逻辑错误往往不是推理出了问题。
Your biggest logical fallacy is not necessarily that you have drawn a conclusion,
而是你在推理开始之前就已经决定了自己想要得到什么答案。
Instead, you have already decided what answer you want to get before you start reasoning.
有些人是真的不明白。
Some people really don't understand.
有些人是真的不懂。
Some people really don't understand.
有些人是揣着明白装糊涂。
Some people are like I realized it too late, so I pretend to be stupid.
想吃司马南老师的饭。
I want to eat the meal prepared by Mr. Schemer.
但是你的逻辑水平都不够。
But your level of logic is not enough.
只能忽悠手机价格在2000块到3000块的粉丝。
Only able to persuade fans that the phone price is between 2,000 and 3,000 yuan.
不好意思啊。
Excuse me.
查了你的某音账号。
I check your Douyin account.
粉丝人群画像。
Fan group portrait.
难怪你这百万粉丝的博主变现这么困难。
It's no wonder that it's so difficult for you, a blogger with millions of followers, to monetize.
哎呦
Oh.
难为你了。
I'm sorry.
加油啊。
Come on.